Injury things first. We'll go. These guys will not practice today. Clyde Gates. You get this thing. That's a concussion. Dustin Keller, ankle. Stephen Hill, knee. Aaron Berry, hamstring. Bilal Powell is a shoulder and a toe. And the x-rays came back on that. It was negative. So he did not. I thought he fractured a toe, but it's that thing came back negative, so there is no fracture. Basically, it's soreness, and so we'll see how he progresses through the week, but he will not practice today. Brian Thomas, chest, and LaRon Landry, heel, and that's just the typical thing we do with LaRon, so he'll be fine. Guys that'll be limited today, Sione Boha with the low back, and Braylon Edwards, hamstring. The rest of the players will go full today. Kenrick Ellis, knee. Sanchez, low back. Matt Slauson, knee. Cumberland, wrist. Calvin Pace, shoulder. Nick Mangold, shoulder. Bart Scott, toe. Brandon Moore, hip. Joe McKnight, ankle. Tim Tebow, ribs. Damon Harrison, ankle. And Ricky Sapp, ankle. All right, those will be the injuries. You know what? I'll start with Tebow. I think... You know, I said he won't do, personal protecting and all that stuff. Well, he actually got a couple of reps there, more mental things. But he moved around great. So this is the best he's looked in several weeks. So we'll see about, there could be a chance that he does Wildcat. I mean, we'll see. I mean, he moved around that good that we may get him back in similar roles.
Two questions. The shoulder, is it related to the old shoulder injury? Is this something new?
No, I think it's just the old. We just have it down there.
Okay.
But it's the toes, the new injury.
And Thomas moved from limited, I think, to full, to out? Not out, but not full practice. Is he had a setback or something?
No.
Okay.
He just, in fact, he'll do whatever, he is trying like crazy to get back. And sometimes you got to protect the player from himself.
What are the chances, Dustin?
I'm not sure. I was thinking it'd be, I felt good about that, but we'll see. The fact it's an extra day, hopefully that'll help us. I know he's doing all he can do and getting the mental preparation and everything else. So he's out there watching. I think he's dialing up the game plan. It's just, if we had to play today, I don't think he'd be playing. But hopefully, with this being a Monday night game, hopefully he'll be able to get out there.
So, Rex, with Tebow, it sounds like you've done a 180 based on how good he looked yesterday in one practice.
I thought he looked really good. And that's why I said, I was out there when I was just adamant about, there'll be no Wildcat. But I'm like, he may be able to go back to similar roles as good as he looked to me. He's always been cleared to play. But as good as he looked to me I don't want to rule that out. For the simple fact, this is as good as he's looked in several weeks.
Does he have to go for some x-rays to get confirmation of that just before the game Monday, just to check where he is?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if that's what we'll do or not, but just, again, he's always been cleared to play. I just think that, you guys have seen him out there too. He's moving around a lot better than in the last couple of weeks for sure.
Rex, with the doctors clearing it, you kind of said yesterday if you weren't sure whether he could take the hits, if he's doing the Wildcat, the power and those kinds of things. How would you know that? How can you determine that because he's not getting hit in practice?
Well, that's true. There's no doubt that's true. But it's just looking at the way he's throwing the football, he's moving. Before it was kind of like, you can almost tell that he wasn't real sure. Now I can't see a visible difference of, at the start of the year to right now. So that's why, again, I just want to say that, that there's, if he continues to look like this and even improve, then maybe we can have him in a similar role.
How did Braylon look yesterday?
Really limited. We never did a whole lot with him. He got a few snaps on offense and did some individual work. It wasn't full speed. So we're being cautious there. But, again, I'm going to lean on the trainers you know, we'll see how he progresses. But, you know, we're hopeful that he'll be able to go on Monday.
With the Bengals win last night, this is literally now for you guys losing it. You're out of the playoffs on Monday. What's been your message to the team this week as far as mentality, kind of preaching a playoff mentality these last few games?
I mean, our whole thing is, you know, it's all about this opponent. I mean, it has nothing to do with, and I've even, you know, I've said it for the last several weeks that, I mean, it's just about what we're going to, you know, what we have to do, and that's to find a way to beat Tennessee, and that's where our entire focus is. You know, did I glance at it? Yep. But I actually, you know, never even saw the end of the game. So that's the way it has to be. That's the position we're in. All the other stuff aside, we know that that you know we have to win this game. That's 100% of where our focus is.
Would there be any solace for you? And I mean, just getting back to above 500, even if the playoffs aren't there, just based on kind of all the things that you guys have faced this year.
Well, I just want to, you know, I just want to win. I mean, just you think about who's next, you know, who's up next, and go take care of your, you know, go take care of your business. Improve, you know, put out the best football team you can each week. I think that's a challenge to the coach, that you have your team ready to play, and you know, I think that's, as any coach, regardless of what's around you, your focus is on winning that game and putting your players in a situation where they can be successful, and that's what you try to do as a coach every single week, regardless of what your record is.
What's the key against a guy like Locker that was around?
Man, I tell you, he's a special athlete. I don't think there's any doubt. A guy that presents a ton of problems for you. You know, it's strange, but you know, they're more of a pass. They'll pass more than you think. You know, having Chris Johnson back there, you think it would almost be the other way around. But it's, you know, they're balanced, maybe more leaning to the pass than the run. But and they have a lot of confidence in him. But he's a guy that, hey, if he's open, he'll throw it. If he's not, you got to be ready for him to take off with it. And that's certainly what our team knows. And, you know, you have to have your antenna up, not just for when he throws the ball down the field, but when he takes off with.
Chris, what's been the biggest difference in Chris Johnson? I mean, statistically, obviously, he's dropped off since he's had that big year a couple years ago. It's still a younger player if he's not on the hill. So, what makes you
stand? Well, I mean, maybe the results haven't, you know, he's still over 1,000 yards, one of the leading rushers in this league. What is he, 6 in average or something like that? Like, he's, you know, he's a dangerous guy, and that's a, he's somebody that every time he touches it, you kind of hold your breath. Like, he's that kind of athlete. So, you know, slip, you know, drop off and play, I don't know. I don't necessarily see it because he's the, you know, same explosive guy, you know, to me on tape. You know, he's, you don't get a whole lot of sleep, you know, worrying about this guy. I mean, that's for sure. He's a great player. Obviously, everybody knows about him. He's no secret. You know, I think when he first got in the league, you weren't necessarily that sure. You know, you saw a guy, he's a little undersized for running back, and then he's, like, blowing by you, and it's like, oh, man. And you can say a guy's fast. You can read the numbers. But you can, when you see it on the field and it's happening right in front of you, it's a little scary. You know, and I've saw it firsthand several times, you know, when we've played against him here, but also in Baltimore.
Rex, you guys have climbed up the rankings, on the defensive rankings, pretty significantly. But what's been up? The defense has not, run defense has not been really been there. What do you see about your run defense?
Hey, I don't know. It's, you know, like I say, we'll see where it all adds up in the end.
I don't know, just run defense. I mean, has it gotten much better in your opinion? Or
I think we've definitely gotten better with the run defense. This week will be a challenge because you're going to have the quarterback averaging about 9 yards a carry. That's a bit of a challenge. And Chris Johnson. So, but again, it's kind of, you know, sometimes pick your poison against looks. But I think our run defense definitely improved. I can I can definitely say that.
Right, you've always been a guy who, you know, I mean, that's first and foremost for you. You and Mike, you know, nobody runs on us. That's kind of the way you, ever since we've gotten to know you here. Has it been difficult that you just have not really been able to get that ratcheted up this year?
Well, again, you know, the main thing is you try to stop people one way or the other. But I don't like when, you know, people can run the football. The big thing, especially when you know they're running the football, you have to be able to stop it. You know, I don't think we've stopped it to our standards. There's no question. I mean, we expect to be one of the best run defenses in the league, and statistically we're not even close to that. So, you know, we've given up some huge, huge runs. Last week we were playing great run defense, and then on a 2nd and 15 we're like, hey, let's let them run the ball. We got a call in, and all of a sudden it's like, guy goes for 32 yards. He didn't want a touchdown. So, you know, that was disappointing because up until that point, I thought we would play pretty decent in the run.
Rich, with the offensive line that got up in the run game, slow start this year, but the last few weeks it seems like they've found an identity. Can you talk about why you think that's happened now? Is there something maybe schematically that has occurred the last few weeks?
Well, we've been, you know, we went from maybe more of a zone running team to more of a gap running, you know, scheme. And I think early in the year, I think you can attribute some of that, you know, to really, you know, changing mentality a little bit. But, you know, certainly we're able to move people off the football, and, you know, we're opening up some running lanes. And I think that's been obviously good for us. It's probably a key for our success is being able to run the football.
Have you seen those gap runs now kind of be more effective? It seems like now you see Brandon and Matt pulling and leading these plays a lot more when you get to bigger runs. Has that just kind of clicked as the season's gone on with them?
I think so. I think we're more familiar with it. I think guys have used to, you know, playing off the scheme a little bit where we run complementary routes, complementary runs. So you've, you know, the powers and the counters, you know, so we're very multiple in a running game. And, you know, I know one thing, we've been stressing it about, you know, getting off the football, you know, low, flat back, all those type of things. And I see our guys getting better as the year's gone on, and that's a real positive.
With the reduction in penalties since the bye week, and then we see you guys doing the push-ups, was that, I know you've done that before, was that your idea? Did someone suggest doing that again after the bye week?
You know what? I think that was probably our, you know, collectively we came up with that as something. And really it was more of the, when it came from the bye week, those are some thoughts that I had about how we can get better. Like, you know, not just the opponent, obviously, you know, but find ways where we can, you know, do a better job. And has nothing to do with the opponent. And obviously, penalties is one of those, you know, statistics. And I think we're 3rd in the league now. We're going into that, we are 15th. So I think it's good. We post them up. We talk about them. We show how the penalties affect games. And we do the same thing with turnovers or, you know, mistakes, whether it's communication error, technique errors. We show that. And I have a report each week. Each game we have that report and we'll go over those things, and we're trying to, obviously the turnovers, we got to do a much better job of that, and we're going to keep pounding it in whatever it is. If there was a magic solution to it, trust me, we would have signed up for it, okay? But I think it's just, you know, I don't think anybody's trying to get that right more than we are. But I think the penalties is something that you can drastically see, you know, since that time. And I'm proud of that because the guys have really, you know, taken ownership in it. And I'll say this, too. Are the officials we have out here, they do a tremendous job for us. I mean, and our players recognize that. They, you know, sometimes you get a little of this back and forth. But, no, they understand. They're there to help them and say, hey, look, this is, you know, we're calling it tight. And that way we get into a game, you know, we're not surprised. We, you know, we can play, you know, faster. We understand. You know, so I think we're doing a great job there. I think our offense, the least penalized offense in football, and I think our backing is doing a tremendous job, especially with as much man coverage as we play, of, you know, knowing the rules and you know, competing for the football down the field.
Can you talk about just, you know, Kyle Wilson and perhaps the role that you had to put him in after Revis went down and how you perhaps have seen him adjust to the new responsibilities?
Oh, he's been tremendous. This is the guy that we signed up for. When we drafted him, this is what you had, you know, the vision for Kyle was that we were going to get a, you know, a guy that's with starter ability, and that's definitely what we have. You know, he came in as a nickel, a tough position to play in this league, and, you know, kind of had some growing pains, and then has really stepped it up in those areas, but also being a full-time starter is something that he's always had that kind of skill set, but I think he has that mentality. This guy's a true pro. There is no doubt. And he's doing a tremendous job. The way Cromartie's playing on the other side, just a little heads up about Crow. How good has Crow played? We have not given up a 100-yard receiver all season, and he's matched up generally on the best guy. So that's how good statistically this guy's playing. You know, when the Pro Bowls come out, it'd be ridiculous if he doesn't make it. But Kyle has to take on that burden, the fact that they're not going to throw here. It's coming at you, and he's really answered the call.
And has that allowed you and your coordinator to be perhaps a little bit more aggressive up front and do some things perhaps that you would not have been able to do had he not taken that role more recently?
Well, I knew we always had confidence in him, but he really needed to – you know, you get more comfortable, and Mike definitely is, you know, dialed up the blitz, especially, you know, recently and different things like that. But, you know, I think Kyle, I don't know how many I think he got beat on one touchdown. He's had a couple of penalties, but this is, you know, he is playing well for us, and we are confident. We're also confident in, you know, we had Isaiah Trufant. We had stepped up, did a great job for us. He goes down. Now it's Ellis Langster. You know, he steps up. We feel good about Barry. Well, he gets a hamstring. Now Wall steps up. But we think we're deep at corner, and the way we play defense, you have to be.
Will you guys need to add another running back before Monday?
We'll see how Bilal is. You know, I feel, you know, we feel pretty good. We got four running backs. That's generally what, you know, teams will go into games with.
Do a couple more, so that's everybody's good. All right.
All right, guys.